Well, welcome to the Youth Message online service, a very similar message that I'll bring Sunday morning in church. You know, we are all children of the living God. Jesus said unto me, come all the little children. Jesus loved children, and I think he had a heart for children because of the innocence and our ability as children to learn, and he was teaching us some really neat stuff. Now, this week, he's talking about stuff. You know, in America, we build big, beautiful houses, and sometimes we put two or three car garages on those houses. And then if you drive through the neighborhood, you see these big, beautiful houses with cars parked in the driveway. And every once in a while, you'll see somebody open the garage door, and inside it is full of stuff. Only in America do we fill our garages with stuff instead of putting cars in there, because we have too much stuff. Now, I think Jesus was talking about that today in our scripture in Luke 12, about filling up our barns and all that stuff. And then when we got the barns full, we tear the barns down, make a new barn so we can put more stuff in it. But what is the favorite thing you might have? That's a question for all us as. What is the most important thing that we possess? Well, the story in Luke's gospel about the rich young man. He was a farmer, and his barns were overflowing, and he decided he'd build bigger and better barns to hold more and more stuff. Then he thought, no, he could then just sit back and live the life of easy. Well, the Bible called him a fool. So why do you think it was foolish to build bigger barns and to store up more stuff? Now, there's not anything wrong with stuff, don't get me wrong. And the stuff that he was collecting, it was not only that, but he was forgetting to put God first in his life. So this man did not have a relationship with God, evidently, because the most important thing that we can have on this earth is to be close to God. Pray to him and live his love and learn more about Jesus. You know, Jesus taught us an awful lot of wonderful things, and he is our friend, and it's a friend that we can trust. So when you see things going on and you see a lot of people with stuff, just remember the little story that Jesus taught about the rich young ruler and the fool of having too much stuff. Well, Father, thank you for each and every one of us here, Lord, and we thank us too for you, and help us to remember to put you first in our lives. Amen. Have a wonderful and blessed day in Jesus' name. Amen.